Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to a special session of Tab Radio for Thursday, February 27th, 2014. I'm your host, Troy A. Berger, owner of Tab Training and Consulting, LLC, coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm so excited to have on a special guest on the show today. This gentleman has helped me with my business in so many ways, many of which he doesn't even know. But I am happy that he made time for us this evening. I am very excited to introduce to you Mr. Jason R. Owens, researcher, business coach, entrepreneur, engineer, author, and so much more. Mr. Owens is here tonight to share with us more about himself and his love for entrepreneurship. Good evening, Mr. Owens. How are you this evening?
Doing great, Troy. Hey, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm looking forward to this.
Very well, very well. So, Mr. Owens, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I guess the best way to go about telling a little bit about myself is just to tell you my story. Years ago, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur ever since I was a kid. And my wife and I found that we're in a good spot where we could both kind of make the change at the same time. So we ended up, me leaving my job, my wife leaving her job, and we moved down here to North Carolina to start a business venture. And like most business ventures gone wrong, it went wrong and went wrong quickly. And I guess if you have to have something go wrong, that's good to know. But that first venture just didn't go so well. And I found myself kind of like a fish out of water at that point. I'm not around my home base. I'm not around my people. I'm not around my network. And I really had to make something happen in a pretty quick way. So what I ended up doing at that point, I kind of hung out my shingle as a business coach. And at that point, I really thought that I was kind of on my way. Okay, a little bit of a hiccup, but I really feel like I'm on my way right now. What I didn't realize is that that was the very beginning of a very, very long dry season for me in business. Now, I had come out of college, and I thought, okay, I pretty much have it together. You know, I can pretty much figure things out, and did fairly well in corporate America as long as I was there, advanced easily. What I found, though, is that being in small business is a completely different animal than being in big business. And I had a very rough transition. And that theme, having a rough transition out of corporate America and into self-employment, that has really been the theme of what I've been researching over the past 10 to 15 years.
Please share with us your mission, as it sounds like you discovered it being a researcher. So can you please go into a little bit more detail for us?
Sure. Well, in a nutshell, what I love doing is I love working with people who are in that phase anywhere from, hey, I have an idea, all the way up to the point of, okay, I kind of got it now, it's working. Because in between that idea and I've got it working is a whole lot of uncertainty. Now, in part of my story here, which I go into in much bigger detail in my book called Finding My Voice, part of the story here that you have to understand is through a really long chain of events, I ended up selling insurance. I ended up doing stocks and bonds and mutual funds and whatnot. I ended up as a financial advisor. What being a financial advisor did for me taught me how to sell, and that was my saving grace in that. That was actually my third business venture that finally was able to take off. And what that taught me is that there is a way to get over the struggles of starting a small business. And I learned so many lessons there. And that, for me, is fascinating. The idea of, okay, I've been through some setbacks. I've been through some mistakes. But how do I kind of mentally recover from that and find my place in self-employment? So my research really has to do with helping people kind of find their place, because let's face it, not every venture that we get into is going to kick off and run the first time around. So that's really the core of my research, is helping people find where it is they belong in self-employment and taking away some of that negative feel of, oh my gosh, I tried this the first time and it didn't work. So that's the gist of what I do. That is what I help people do, is find their place in self-employment.
Okay. Now, when you first shared information about yourself, I think I remember hearing you say you did well in corporate America. So
yes.
Why entrepreneurship?
Why entrepreneurship? Why in the world start your own business if things are going well in corporate America? That's a great question, and one that I ask myself a lot. But, you know, it boils down to just inside, I really felt like, I'm sitting here in the corporate job, even though I'm doing well and even though I've been promoted and I've got the raise and I have some people reporting to me. Even with that, I knew that there was something more for me, and I knew that that more was something outside the very window that was outside of my office every day. Even though I'm sitting there at a good job, I could still look out that window and say, you know, there's something bigger for me, and that something bigger is out there. And I can't really explain how that came to be, where that feeling came from, but I had that inside me, and I think it had always been there.
Okay. And as a fellow entrepreneur, I definitely understand that burning sensation, that feeling of I'm doing well where I am, I'm succeeding, I am successful, but yet, again, as you mentioned, outside of that window, just something drawing me to do other things. And can you share with us, because you also mentioned through your research, and again, just that your mission, that you really became interested in helping others. Can you share a little bit about how you help and why you help other startup business owners?
Good question. Very good question. Okay, so my first venture was very short-lived. My second venture was probably the worst kind of venture in that it was a mediocre success. It was just enough success to keep you hanging on. For me, that's the worst kind of success, is that mediocre, because it's not like, oh, terrible, this stinks, you clearly made the wrong decision, get out now. And it's not the blazing success, oh, yeah, I made the right decision. It's just that kind of stuck in the middle, and my gosh. And so I ended up spending 2 years kind of waiting to see what the next 6 months would bring. So after I ended up finally at long last pulling the plug, here I go into financial planning, did well with it, ended up earning a sales award, was doing fairly well with my production, got promoted into management, and here's the key. When I got promoted into management, I then was put in charge of about 10 to 12 brand new folks who were about my tenure and younger in the business. So some of them had been there a year, some 6 months, some a year and a half. And what I found is that their struggles were very much the same struggles that I had when I was coming up as a financial advisor, and the same struggles I had when I was doing my second business venture. My job there at that company ended up leading me to an 18-month stint where I traveled across the country, and I was able to interview hundreds of advisors, and what I found was such a common thread between the different types of struggles that people have as they're coming up in any type of business. So that is what got me so fascinated. And at that point, that is when I decided I am at 37 then, I am going to go back to school and I'm going to learn how to be a bona fide researcher, and I'm going to contribute to people having a good experience in wanting to start a business. So that's a little bit about how I came to do more of the research type work that I'm doing now with respect to entrepreneurs.
Wow. And if I can just share with our audience, you actually facilitated a workshop for Cabarrus Small Business and Entrepreneur Resource Group called Riding the Emotional Roller Coaster During Startup. Mm-hmm. And we had a post-workshop conversation. A couple of us stayed after. Mm-hmm. And we just sat there and discussed amongst ourselves what you were able to do in 60 minutes that we as startup business owners were not able to do in 1 to 2 years in us developing our business.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you got us to think about things in a different way. And let's just, we'll just use me as an example. I provide computer training services. I match a need of a person wanting to increase their knowledge of computers and technology in general for promotions and maybe switching the industry that they're in where there's a heavier need for knowledge of computers. And one of the things that I expressed to this group through our workshop was looking at things very differently than I have a service and there's this perceived need. And I walked away from this ready to go home, ready to revamp, which I've done, my business plan, to incorporate some of the thinking that you initiated in that workshop. Could you take a few minutes or a few seconds to share your approach, your style? Because that's what we sat another 30 to 45 minutes, the three of us, after your workshop and mm-hmm. talked about. We talked about the information you asked us, and part of it was kind of trying to figure out what we did and how we did it. But we were really intrigued by the style, your approach. Can you share that with us?
Excellent, excellent. You know, one of the things that I really tried to hone in on, going back to my experience when I was coaching, and I use that term loosely, when I was coaching some of the new financial advisors, is I was kind of given some quote-unquote coaching training. Okay, here's how you coach your new folks. And I got to be real honest, I didn't find that training to be very helpful. I mean, it had kind of, in some regards, it had broken down for me. And I didn't get it. I didn't understand why. Okay, this is what a very, very well-known company is giving me. It must be working for somebody. Why isn't it working for me? I started to kind of dissect the coaching that was given to me, and I ended up comparing it and just really digging into what are some of the fundamental motivations. And what I finally had to do was take what was given to me, and I honestly had to set that aside and go a little bit deeper into really asking people, just, hey, let's just forget about all the checklists and all the spreadsheets and all the stuff that I should be doing, and let's just have a conversation about what is it that really gets you excited about being a financial advisor? What is it that really gets you excited about going into small business? And when I was able to find some of those core desires, that really tipped me off that any type of coaching, so to speak, and again, I use that term pretty loosely, it all has to be tied back to somebody's fundamental desires. So what I ended up doing in the workshop that night was it's more of a conversation than it is about going through a checklist about let's make sure that we cover all these topics. I go into any type of situation, any type of consulting agreement or arrangement that I go into, it's really a search. It's a search for what is it that's motivating you. And that can take you a number of different places, and you really got to be prepared for that. Because if you go in with an agenda, I got to be honest, that's really hard to follow sometimes. Because everyone's an individual, and everybody's motivated by something different. And you just got to be open to going wherever the rabbit's going to take you in that regard. So that's why my approach seemed a little bit different, is because I was doing my best to just uncover what the individual's motivations were in the room that night. And it sounds like it worked pretty well.
Yes, it did. I have to tell you, again, we spent about another 30, 45 minutes just talking on the experience. We shared some notes in particular about what we might have learned individually, but we really were very excited about your style and the way that you approached the training and helping us to learn how to deal with that roller coaster ride. It sounds as though you have these tips. May I ask you to share one of your tips that you've come across that our audience can immediately benefit from?
Certainly, certainly. Now, this may sound a little geeky at first, but I just want you guys to write this down. It's a term that is a very deep well, and I would highly, highly recommend that you guys look up a term called self-determination theory. I'll say that one more time. Self-determination theory. If you've ever heard of an author named Dan Pink, he wrote a book, not his most recent book. It was just the one just before that. I think it was called Drive. Yeah, it's called Drive by Dan Pink. And he talked a lot about self-determination theory. And a lot of what I do really ties back to work that's been done on self-determination. And it boils down to, again, just kind of uncovering what is it that really gets you excited. And there are three different pieces that kind of tie back to major motivations for people. If I want to go start a business, well, typically competence comes in there. That's one of my drives, is I want to get better at doing something. There's also this thing called autonomy, meaning, well, I just want to go do this on my own. I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to do what a corporation wants me to do. I don't want to do what an institution wants me to do. I've got my own stuff. I have my own gifts that I want to bring. And the last piece for self-determination theory is the R. It's for relatedness. I want to feel like I have people around me, that I'm working with people that I really enjoy. I want to feel like my work touches people and that my work has some type of an audience and has a voice. So self-determination theory kind of drives back to, again, those fundamental motivations that we have that will make us really want to go through the emotional roller coaster. All right, so if I can see a goal over there and I'm really plugged into what it is I'm doing, okay, I'll weather that storm as long as I can get to what I really want to do. But part of the breakdown that I found when I was coaching some of the advisors, when I was able to tap into the core motivations for them, the reason that my initial coaching wasn't working is because it wasn't, being a financial advisor wasn't their end-all, be-all. For them at the time, being a financial advisor was just a means to an end. That's why they weren't willing and weren't able to weather the storm, because it goes back to motivation. It just wasn't there.
Wow. Excellent. Self-determination theory. I think I'm going to look that up myself.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Jason. Really appreciate that expert tip. I'm hoping the audience takes down that information and looks into it a little bit deeper for their individual businesses. And again, to use it as a tool to ride that roller coaster as part of the startup. What I'd like our audience to know also, Jason, what are some of the things that you have in the works? How can we learn more about Mr. Jason R. Owens? What do you have out there that we can access?
Great. Good question. One thing that I want to pass along is that I do have a giveaway to your listeners here today. And if you go over to my website, which is Jason, and then my middle initial is R, my last name is Owens with an S, so jasonrowens.com. Then put a slash and type the word boost, like you're going to boost yourself to get up on the counter, B-O-O-S-T, jasonrowens.com/boost. You can get a free piece of training that I've put together on very quick, easy, simple selling techniques that you can use right now to boost your revenue. And Troy, this goes back to helping people kind of find their place in being an entrepreneur. They want to go sell the craft that they put together in their garage all weekend. They want to find a way to market the jewelry, but they don't quite know how. They can make really cool stuff, but they don't really know how to sell it. But one of those easy, simple ways of giving people confidence is just helping them understand what kind of options they have. So that's what this training is all about. It's helping people understand what kind of options they have to go sell the products and the goods that they're creating.
Wow, that's excellent. Do you have any other material out there that may be of benefit to our audience?
Very good question. I am putting together a community of people. This is going to be a membership site where I lead people through the program that I have put together. It's called Renewable Confidence. You can look for more information on that if you go to my blog, jasonrowens.com. If you look over on the right-hand side, you're going to see an ad for Renewable Confidence. Click that ad. It will take you right to the site. You can learn a little bit more about growing a small business and doing it together. You don't have to do this on your own.
That is tremendous, Jason. And let me just take one more second to really thank you for taking out the time of your busy schedule to sit down and talk with us. I'm quite sure that you've shared you've shared quite a bit of information that our audience can use and implement immediately. And I would tell people to go out to your website. Can you repeat that again, just for the audience listeners, where they can
Certainly.
Get that sales information?
Certainly, yes. The sales information is located at Jason. My middle initial is R as in Raymond. My last name is Owens with an S, jasonrowens.com/boost, B-O-O, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, boost.
Okay, Jason. Thank you again. We hope to have you back on at a later point in time, your schedule permitting. And again, I just want to sincerely thank you for what you've done for me and for what I'm sure you will do for our audience listeners. Thank you again, Jason.
Thank you so much, Troy.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
One of the things that really made me want to ask Jason onto the show and interview him, and this really just gave me another opportunity to pick his brain. I met Jason about mid-year last year. He was referred to me by a mutual business associate, and we have had several candid conversations just about business and truly just to get to know each other. And I'm sure we still are. I'm sure there are still many things that he and I are doing. We share things that we're involved in, but we also share information about ourselves and our journeys. Very different in our entrepreneurial journeys. I'm coming from a teacher training background, freelance trainer. I've worked with various training organizations and decided to, I wanted that autonomy that Jason mentioned. I wanted to be able to do things based on the experience and my knowledge and the need that I perceive people to have, and do it in a way that I think will have the greatest outcome. And so just to go back to Jason, it was just in our candid conversations that forced me to look at things a little differently, forced me to begin to understand that there is a difference between a teacher trainer, a freelance trainer, where you're contracting out to someone else, and then an entrepreneur business owner, and that it hasn't been an easy struggle, but it is something that I get up every day and look forward to and have no problem putting whatever energy and time and lost sleep and other things, and the word no being said. And so I really wanted to share with my audience and those who are small business owners or thinking about starting a business to hear from a gentleman well-versed in entrepreneurship, well-versed in research and the why people go into business, as he shared with us. So I would say again to please visit his website, Jason, middle initial R, last name Owens.com/boost. That's B-O-O-S-T. And really take a look at the information that he has there as a tool to use and to incorporate into your process. Again, my thanks is to Jason. I'm sure we'll be speaking soon. But the journey, the entrepreneurial journey, is a tough one, and it can be tough. And it's good to meet people who are not afraid to share their experiences and how things, how they were able to deal with things and make things better for themselves and for their families. And so, again, just very grateful that he was able to give us that time and share his experiences. And one of the things that I like to do at the end of every show is just really speak on a year-long pledge that I made on behalf of my business, Tab Training Consulting LLC, and that is that I will contribute to the promotion of the technology literacy movement that needs to exist in communities where there is a technology challenge. And that challenge can be lack of organizations providing services, lack of professional, lack of businesses that are offering technology services or products, any one of the above. And I will do this by reaching out to any community-based organization, small business owner, entrepreneur, individual that does or that wants to embrace the importance of technology literacy as a way to achieve professional, personal, or academic success. I am committing to enhancing my own human capital. We talk about human capital as the skills and knowledge that we attain so that we are and can do things better. It's not something that's just specific to a job, to a company, to an organization, but it's taking a look at oneself and asking, what can I do to become, to uplift myself, to add skills and knowledge so that I can pursue that business venture or business idea that I have. And it's okay that if the first one doesn't go okay, if there's some troubles, if there's some struggles, that's fine. I may be on version number 10 of the business that I envision having and truly being successful by the way that I define success. The other thing is, you know, there are many challenges to increasing one's technology literacy, but it all begins with us, the individual. There are also, as we've discussed or we've learned from Jason, that there are many challenges in becoming a business owner and becoming an entrepreneur, and there is a difference between the two. We do have to decide, much like a business does, what are our goals, short and long term, where are we now, and what we need to do to achieve those goals that we set for ourselves and for that business. And I truly believe that technology literacy should be something that we use to help us meet those goals. And hopefully you will combine the need for technology literacy with the need to know that prepare yourself for that entrepreneurial or that business ownership journey. On that note, I wish to thank all future archive listeners for checking out this special Tab Radio broadcast with my special guest, Mr. Jason R. Owens, researcher extraordinaire. And I hope you will tune in to our next two broadcasts in March to be announced shortly. There's one piece, or one individual that's missing from the CISBERG, the Cabarrus Small Business and Entrepreneur Resource Group. Her name is Deanna Little. She was one of the participants in the workshop that was facilitated by Jason. And we hope to have her on a guest just to share more about CISBERG. In the meantime, please stop by and visit www.tabtrain.com to learn more about the services that I offer as I continue to strive to bridge the technology literacy gap. Should you miss my live broadcast, you can always access the broadcast link by going to my website, www.tabtrain.com, and click on the microphone link at the bottom of the homepage. You can also listen to any of my archive sessions by visiting me on Blog Talk Radio under Tab Radio. My name is Troy A. Berger, host of Tab Radio and owner of Tab Training and Consulting LLC, coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina, wishing you an E squared P week, E squared P standing for efficient, effective, and productive. And once again, I wish to thank Mr. Jason R. Owens for being our special guest tonight. Thank you and enjoy your evening.